This summer, one of Canada's brightest stars will hit the RBC stage at Base 31 in Picton. On Saturday, August 10th, don't miss Talk. Juno nominee Talk exploded onto the scene in 2021 with Runaway to Mars and has been thrilling audiences with his dynamic performance ever since. Plus, Queen students and high school students, you're in luck. General admission tickets are available for $31. Tickets available at base31.ca. Must show a valid student ID at the show to enter.
This is Forge Rains, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC.
Waiter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Domestic pets like dogs and cats are often left outside off-leash. These pets scare wildlife, destroy the nests of animals, and attack animals.
Always keep your pets on a leash when they are outside and discourage them from chasing wildlife.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Calling all women in STEM. Are you interested in joining a group that advocates for lifting up women and other underrepresented groups in STEM? Well then, WISE is the place to be. Women in Science and Engineering at Queen's University is a group of passionate women creating welcoming and inclusive spaces for future engineers, scientists, and leaders. When you join WISE, you'll have the opportunity to learn from experienced pros in the field, grow your network, and be a source of inspiration for the young women in the Kingston community. Follow our Instagram at Queen's WISE or visit our website www.queenswise.ca to learn more.
Hi there, CFRC listeners. Are you looking to add some fun to your Monday nights? Want to get more active, meet new people in your community, and listen to some big band jazz? Then join the Queen Swing Dance Club at 7 p.m. on Monday nights at the Spire for weekly beginner swing dance lessons. No experience partners or fancy shoes required. QSDC events are open to members of the Queens and Kingston community. Queen Swing Dance Club drop-in prices and more information can be found on their website, queenssdc.ca, and on Facebook and Instagram at queenssdc. Newcomers are always welcome. See you on Monday.
Partners in Mission Food Bank cannot exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Good morning. It's the Indie Wake-Up Call.
We're here. We're live.
Brew. We survived back. Oshiega. We're going to get to some of that as we get through the show. Mm-hmm. Hayden, you were at the Astro show on the weekend. We've
Absolutely.
Got so much more to talk about this weekend. We've got Virginia Clark calling us to talk about Wolf Island Music Festival, what's going on tomorrow night. What else do we have on the show this morning?
Well, we have a guest coming in person. So Rowan's going to be coming in because her brand new band Rogue is they're starting to play shows, and they have a new show at Springer Market coming up next week.
Okay. All right.
And we've also got an on-site interview because we did manage to do that at Oshiega.
How did you like it?
It was so good. It was so much fun. I got 4 minutes to talk to the band.
Yeah.
No Waves from Montreal.
And we caught their set. It was really great. Like, they were first out. It was really big stage, a lot of fun, and stinking hot. But we're alive. Like, how many people did you see pass out this weekend?
At least like 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people yelling at me online because I thought they had placed enough water bottle, water fountains all over the site. Because I thought they had stuff that was close enough to like where all the stages were. But people were like, it was not enough.
It was not, absolutely not enough. No, we saw many, many examples where it was definitely not enough. But wow, we were good. We had some great shows. And Hayden, how was the Astro? Like, we know it was epic, but just give us some details.
It was really phenomenal. I mean, the Astros are kind of known for their like crazy bar shows. Everybody's jumping around and going crazy. But this was like sort of cinematic. They had a whole lighting setup. And it was also kind of like an all-star, like Avengers cast of Kingston music, because they had members of The Wilderness, members of Oak Ridge Avenue, members of The Backsteps, all on stage with them, kind of bringing this album to life. So it was really sweet.
You know, I want to play some Oak Ridge Avenue on the show a little later on, because they're going to be at McKinnon Brothers. That's a whole other thing we got to put out there too, because that's coming up in a couple of weeks as well. Mm-hmm. What do we got lined up for the first set of music this morning? We want to play.
I'm just starting us off with our favorite new releases. So I've got some stuff that's local, some stuff that's from everywhere else. I'm starting with an Icelandic band I found this week called Pale Moon. I think they really fit the morning indie wake up vibe, the kind of start off your day vibes.
Okay, so like we're not hammering people out of bed. We're just going to let them slowly sip their coffee.
Yeah, we'll slowly wrap it up. So we'll go from there to some Luella, just because we're still living her summer album, aren't we?
Yeah, and she'll be playing tomorrow night on Wolf Island. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking to her there as well. That's excellent.
I've got some new music from another band called Allardyce, and then we'll have some Girl Dad again, good summer music. The Astros from their new album, all good summer music.
Excellent.
That's what's coming up for us,
all right.
Yonzi Fuzzy.
See it from space, my feet. to Everest. The light is shining through the cracks. Flying dust, light bulbs, carpets, cables, and sweaty hearts. I will fill up all these empty spaces. My legs, my arms move like spaghetti in your pretty faces. Like a sexy lady. I have a line, you have a chord, let's make it work. Say hello, move with the flow, let's have a go.
1, 2, 3, 4. The glass for me is an arm in the dark for you. I'm burning to make you see. We can buy a sword and cut it right through. I know that you've been dreaming rough. Make a face at Annecy. Tell yourself to toughen up. Chewing up black jelly beans.
Give me sun, give me warmth. Every time I'm near you, I am reborn. There is one lucky door. You remind me what I'm living for.
together, spilling out what's been on our minds, all built up for quite some time. If I leave my girl, I'd never think about any other. I fly. I'm feeling fever again. I'm feeling more than a friend. Phoebe, what's your game?
Like I could take a beating lately.
wish you'd do it just to keep me around.
To be sentimental, I'd like to make a note in Ronnie's name. He'd have done the same for one of his great loves. Don't shut me up. Motion picture, cinematic sounds are two. Camera action, while Lumiere had in mind. Just enough love in my hand.
Picture Parlor, I was saying that does sound a lot like her vocals sound so much like Alex Turner, Arctic Monkeys.
I wonder if I would have caught that without you telling me that, because now it's so evident. Like once you said, I'm like, yes, I hear it for sure. So,
but it's great to see that
so
because
good.
Like you always think he's very inimitable, right?
Yeah. Well, I love that it's a woman. Like, I think that's really fun.
Speaking of, we do have Rowan Pickard coming in to talk to us because her new band, Rogue Rising, is rising. They've so she was in the Petras, and then obviously the Petras I think are sort of on hiatus right now, so she's doing other stuff, and she's going to be coming in to tell us about some shows that she's playing next week at the Market Square.
I mean, late August and September are upon us, and these are big, big months for live shows. So I love that we know about new bands.
Yeah.
I trust you for this, Rue. Like, we kind of want your ear to the ground to be like, I think I know this band is going to form this weekend. And then they do. So amazing. What kind of sound do they have?
It's going to be rock and roll, punky, fun stuff, it seems like. But we'll let her tell us. So she'll be here soon, and then we'll talk all about more music with her. In the meanwhile, let's have a little bit of Dossie. That's some new stuff from Texas. They call themselves kind of glitter punk, and we'll listen to them now.
God knows good girls don't have opinions. Good girls know how to stay out of the way. God knows good girls don't get their hair cut. Good girls pour Beaujolais, but heavy is the hair. Always keep the mouth shut. God knows good girls always say yes. God knows good girls don't ever drink too much, and good girls don't say
yeah. that's all you talk about. A burnout.
Tell us about that song, because I don't think that I've heard it before.
Yeah, you might recognize the voice, though. That's Jeremy Godet from Kiwi Jr., who we love. But that is a song by the band F'd Up. And it's a song that you'll probably hear for the first and last time, because this is an album that F'd Up recorded in a single day, 24 hours in the studio. If you look at the credits on the album, there are two credited engineers. One is given the brackets day, one is given the brackets night, because it was done in 24 hours. And they made it available for 24 hours on their Bandcamp. So it was there for one day yesterday, and it's probably gone now. It's a good album.
Well, it was a good album.
It's still a good album for me. I bought it.
Amazing. Well, I wonder what we'll see for them next. It'd be great to see them come through town. It's been a long time since we've had them come through town.
They did Spring Reverb last year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I missed that set. I missed that set. That's the tough thing about festivals, which we learned this past weekend, is like you get the initial announcement of the bands, but then it's which stage am I going to go to? And then we'll talk about that a little later on. You've got an interview from Oceaga coming up near the end of the show, but we'll break down some of the things that we saw.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But like I said, we've got live guests coming up. So if you stick around for a little bit longer, we will be talking all about that Rogue Rising show. So shall we hear some music now?
Absolutely.
What do we want to listen to?
What do you have?
I'll play us some Boyhood, who are going to be at another festival coming up soon. So we'll talk about that later. But for now, let's listen to their song. Here's a bit of Stranger coming up on CFRC. A little bit of Boyhood, and we did say that we were going to be joined by Rowan from the band Rogue Rising, who's in studio with us right now. And I love that you've come, like, dressed out all rock and roll and ready for this. So, like, good morning.
Good morning.
we've seen you around town, sort of just, like, playing in bands. And I think everyone, when they saw you in the Petras, they did think, oh, this band is really cool. Like, every member of the band has something going. So then when we didn't see the Petras for a little while, I think a lot of us will be glad to see that you're back doing stuff in Kingston.
Yeah, for sure. The Petras is still going, but I now have this other project, Rogue Rising. So I am singing and playing guitar for it, and it's a little bit heavier than the Petras. Like, our songs still have that sort of, like, catchy riffs, but it's got a little bit of a heavier edge.
It's more of a mosh pit.
Yeah, you can mosh it, I guess, yeah.
And, like, people have experienced this once so far, and it hasn't been in Kingston yet.
Yeah, so our first show was actually headlining the Bovine Sex Club in Toronto.
That's a great place for a first show. Like, you're starting it off with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
And what was that show like? Because, like, that venue is, like, late night, sweaty kind of punk venue. It's like, a historic place, but it's also just still so energetic.
Yeah, no, it was a really good vibe. Like, it was a late night, but there was quite a few people there, and they seemed really into it.
Mm-hmm. And you're playing your first Kingston show coming up next week at the Springer Market Square. Like, tell us a bit about that show.
Yeah, so a week from today, Rogue Rising is going to be in Springer Market Square before Movies in the Square. So they're playing Freaky Friday next Thursday, and we'll be playing before that. We're going to be playing some songs from the soundtrack, too, so it'll be pretty fun.
Oh, amazing. I love to see when bands do that sort of thing, because we've seen it a couple of times before that. But, like, what's the vibe for this show going to be like? It's outdoors, it's big, there are going to be a lot of people there who are coming in who may not have seen you guys or may not have known that there's a band opening for this movie at all.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a really good vibe. We're going to play a little bit more of our like lighter sort of family-friendly stuff, so you can bring your kids out if you want. And yeah, we're just going to like put on the best show we can because it's our Kingston debut.
And this is telling me that there are songs being written. Like, you guys are working on originals. This is not just covers.
Yeah.
What's the vibe of Rogue Rising?
Yeah, well, so the set we're going to be playing is actually half originals, half covers. And our vibe is, it's a little bit darker than, like, if you know the Petras. That's more of, like, a fun, bouncy vibe. But, it's got, like, a little bit of an edge to it, sort of like punk, but, like, still some elements of pop.
Okay, that's great to hear. And are you guys, like, what are the, like, plans going forward for Rogue Rising? Like, are we going to have recorded music? What are you guys cooking right now?
Yeah, so I've actually recorded an EP of songs. Mm-hmm. So those are, like, all set, ready to go. I'm currently working on planning some music videos, so we can start releasing those in the next few months.
And for people who might not know yet, it's you, it's a couple of your bandmates from the Petras. It's a couple of people from, like, the Meringues and Chick Planet. So it's, like, it's a very Kingston, like, it's sort of a band of, like, Kingston stars, all right?
Yeah. So on drums, we have Maddie from the Petras. On bass is Jackson, who plays in the Meringues and Chick Planet. And on guitar, we have Evan, who also plays in the metal band Arachnia.
Okay, and so for, give us a couple of names of, like, what people can sort of, like, get used to when they're coming for the show.
Yeah, some bands we sound similar to, I guess. Mm-hmm. I like to say my guitar playing is similar to Slash, but we do have a little bit more of those poppy elements. So we like to cover some Avril Lavigne, The Pretty Reckless is another band that I think we're pretty similar to. And but we're going to be doing some lighter stuff, like some No Doubt, that kind of thing.
Oh, lovely. So we'll see that. Again, we'll give people the details. It's next Thursday, Springer Market Square. And what time is it?
Before the movie starts. So show up a good, like an hour and a half before dusk.
Yeah, show up early, everyone. Well, Roman, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week over there. And we'll go out with some, like, heavier punky music just to get people ready and in the mood. So we'll have a little bit of Shiv and the Carvers. Here's some Brat.
A big game. I want you to play. I want you to play with me. And my disobedience, is it playfulness? 'Cause I want punishment. 'Cause if you think you need a girl that you can't train, you can't tie me. Submit to you. And if tomorrow I can walk, you didn't do your job. You call yourself a dumb, a dumb. 'Cause if you think you need a girl that you can't train. Tie me up, but I still hold the reins. Oh, what a wicked face. Won't you come put me in my place? Turn pink to black and blue and make me submit to you. Submit to you.
got out of bed today. Swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where'd my body go? Africa, Mexico. Where'd my body go? And where'd my body go? Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Out of my head, you can't kill the thing that's already dead, so leave my soul alone. I don't need no surgery, take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body. A ghost just needs a home.